This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because I do want you part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, we could sit here and beef all night about how bad something is and how it's not working and that kind of thing, and I agree. You know, I'm on your side. The, we've heard about the virus so much. What I thought I'd do is we're going to do a little bit of, like, recap for the week. So if you missed the show all week long, I thought I'd recap some of the stories that we hit. And on top of that, we'll hit some new ones. Some of the craziest stuff going on right now. You know, I mean, again, a lot of you, you do not live on the West Coast. I get it. That's smart of you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you look at the Chinese now, I mean, they're not so much that they're backpedaling as much as they're doing everything they can to take the heat off of them. You know, isn't it funny? They've been blaming the U.S. and they came out today and said, hey, it was like Wednesday or Thursday. They came out and they said, hey, you know, the Chinese said U.S. is making a big deal out of this. They need to get back to fixing their economy, you know, and helping people get better. So, in other words, stop talking about how we started this and we made it bad and we screwed it up and get back to fixing your economy that we screwed up. China said that the U.S. should fulfill its obligations to the World Health Organization, adding that it was seriously concerned about the U.S. decision to suspend funding for the globalist body. Did you get a little chill? I always get a chill when I use that word globalist. They would love that. Well, maybe China should pay their fair share since they're causing all this trouble to begin with. They only put $48 million. We did $400 million. Why are we paying for the brunt of this while they're backing China? They're covering for China. Breitbart News has been reporting that President Trump ordered a hold on funds sent to WHO, World Health Organization. He demanded that they answer for their failure to warn the world about the coronavirus. This is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be digging and finding out and disseminating information. That's the whole goal. If they keep failing, why don't we fire them? Why do we keep paying them? China believes they can threaten the U.S. and dictate what we can and can't do, especially when it comes to WHO. Now, we decide who we're going to pay and how. The politics that are at play with these clowns and China, so blatantly obvious, stop feeding them. Stop giving them money no matter what. In my opinion, you know, China's, look at, it's not an opinion. China is a communist nation. Now, I'm not saying this one was, but they have used biological warfare or weapons before. They've used it on their own people to create a genocide. I mean, go back and find I don't know if we're going to be able to find them in America anymore, but go back and find the videos on Tiananmen Square. The current global epidemic situation, it's grim. It's a critical moment. The decision will weaken WHO's capacity and undermine the international cooperation against the epidemic. No, it won't. Because if these countries really want to take care of themselves, if they really want to make sure that people are safe, they'll do something. I guarantee it. We urge the United States to earnestly fulfill their responsibility and obligations. Why? Why don't you do it? China, you know, look at China. You've got what? 10 times? Oh, not 10 times. That's not right. 3.5, 4 times the population we have? I don't even know. I have to check. And you want us to pay the biggest portion of the bill at all, right? I don't get it. And in the past, we've done it. No questions asked. Well, before the virus, it was $1.4 billion in China. Can't stand it. You know, so why aren't they paying a bigger portion of the bill? 1.4, you know what that means? That means that even if you took our population out of the picture, they still got 1 billion people hanging out. Right? So they should be paying 4 times as much as we are. And it's actually the other way around. Not cool. Trump declared that the United States would undertake a 60 to 90 day investigation into why the China-centric WHO has caused so much death and issues by mismanaging and working hard for a cover-up for China. Now, the United States is the largest donor to the World Health Organization. The department had previously planned to provide the agency $893 million in current 2-year funding period. Trump says, yeah, not going to happen. Right? China only offers him $40 million a year. You know, I'd rather take the money that we were going to give them and give it to other countries that actually need it, that actually got caught up in this mess, and then go after China for it eventually. Well, don't you? No joke. Dead serious. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Guess what? Yeah, dead voters get to vote, and dead people get stimulus checks, really. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Yeah, listen to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Just being part, just being engaged and involved, it's always good, right? So I do appreciate your time. You know, your tax stuff, your filings and all deadlines have been moved, but, you know, you want to make sure you don't screw it up either. You know, you're getting kind of this tax freedom for the moment. But you also don't want to get nailed with all those penalties and interest if you screw it up. So we'll probably try to have either next week or beginning of the week or the end of the week or whatever. We'll try to have Dan Pilla on the show. Dan Pilla is the tax man. He's a good guy. Love him. I mean that sincerely. So we'll talk a little about what he can do for you, your small business. Your small business is going to really have a hard time coming up in the next year or two. And you know what? Some of the community businesses, maybe not so much. Just talking to some of my friends that are local plumbers and carpenters, electricians, or what have you, they've got a clientele already. And these people have to get work done eventually. So as the economy starts to turn and pick up again, they're going to turn and pick up again. But if you're in a small community, you just got to work at helping each other out for a while. Hey, we've been through worse in this country. But this time the difference is you got a president that has a clue and he's willing to help. All right? But listen, you know grandmother passed away 6 years ago? You don't have to worry about her because she's going to get her stimulus check too. Seriously. And if your grandma did pass away 6 years ago, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. Right? It doesn't matter if you're alive or dead or an illegal alien, especially in California. You can receive a coronavirus stimulus check. And Democrats still wonder why conservatives don't want a government to control every aspect of our lives, right? I mean, we don't. Because you don't get it right. You don't care. I can have a field day with this, but I'm not going to. The federal stimulus checks received by millions of Americans on Wednesday to help ease the economic windfall have gone to many who are no longer with us. Right? Numerous Americans took to social media to share tales of misdirected dough delivered as part of the $2.2 trillion bailout. You know, the only thing I tell you, I know some of you guys love him to death, but Trump has got to stop playing one game that he does. To say that this went out flawlessly is not true. There were glitches. There were hiccups. I get it. When you're working with billions of dollars and you're trying to get the money out, you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have issues. It's okay. Just fix them. Move through. Do your best and fix them. But what I love is the Democrats beating on Donald Trump, President Trump, for not having his act together. Right? But I want you to think about something. Remember, what was his name? President Oblamo. Remember him? Yeah. The problem with him, or continued problem, anyway. Remember that whole rollout of that Affordable Care Act where they spent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on those websites? Remember all of that? And there was absolutely no problems with that. Oh, wait a minute. There were problems. Right? There were problems. And they covered for him big time, didn't they? They kept saying, when you have a rollout of this size where you're dealing with this many people, and they were only talking about 20 or 30 or 40 million people, not 80 or 85, right? But they covered for him then. So, and all of a sudden, it's different. I love it. I love these guys. They just can't control themselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I mean that, truly being part of the conversation. You know, there's so... If you don't pay attention to what's happening, you get sucked in so quick and so easy. And don't let that happen to you. Don't let them make a fool out of you. You know what I mean? Anyway, so you have these things go, I mean, really, seriously, you people were posting up pictures, well, kind of, sort of, pictures of the check or pictures of the bank account and how the person that... There was an obituary of the person that, you know, already dead. And you don't know. You really don't know. When you say the person is dead, I mean, did they die like a couple of weeks ago? Did they die just before the first of the year? Let's not get crazy with this, right? And, again, what happened? Somebody put up the tracking your stimulus check. And they're making fun of it. They're putting up these copies going, look, payment status not available. According to the information we have on file, we can't find you. You know, it happens. And we said it here. With the major rollout, yeah, we got an Obama's case. You know why? Because he said everything was ready to go. What we got on his case for it is this stuff wasn't tested. Nobody went to the... They really didn't test it with any great pressure when it came to the ACA, you know, signing up for ACA. That's what we were making fun of. There's nothing to do here with this, really. You just wait for the check to show up. But can you imagine telling somebody at... telling somebody at the IRS that you want them to go in and give sweeping rebates? That's kind of against their DNA, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, as a conservative, I don't want to throw money around. I don't want to just give money away. But if someone... a compassionless Republican, right? But as someone who understands how this works, these people are not, most of these businesses, these people, they're not in this situation because of themselves, because of the way the government has handled this. And I realize that it's not government money. It's our money bailing them out. I got that. But it's everybody's money being pulled together. I don't want to hear about how the airline gets bailed out at a couple billion dollars, and then what ends up happening is they don't pay us back. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to buy into that. And with all this going on, what do we have? A leading Democratic super PAC. They've promised to go tangle in court with President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Priorities USA Action Chief Guy Cecil said that his group is going to intervene as a defendant in a lawsuit that Trump's campaign filed in Wisconsin state court to block an NBC affiliate from airing one of the super PAC's ads. We'll talk about what the ad is and what a lie it is on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The rush to distribute nearly $350 billion in federal aid from the Small Business Relief Fund has resulted in the government sending billions to areas of the country with relatively few novel coronavirus cases.
Businesses in Texas got more PPP loans than any other state, although Texas has the 10th biggest coronavirus disease caseload in the U.S. The owner of Ruth Chris Steakhouses got $20 million from the Small Business Loan Protection, despite having more than 5,000 employees. And construction businesses received the most aid of any industry from the PPP. Neil Barofsky, who oversaw the 2009 stimulus program, commented on CBS about the chances for smaller businesses to get these SBA loans.
Frankly, until all the established bank customers get their loans, they might not even be on the line.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And be part of the solution. Really, seriously. Head up to the website. Go ahead, I'll wait. No, I want you to sign up for the, you know, we do an email blast once a week. You can sign up just simply, if for no other reason, sign up for our text message alerts. And those are simple. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right? I mean, that's simple. And when the show starts, you'll go ahead and get a text message, if you would. And you can decide whether you want to tune in or not. You can actually stop that anytime you want to also. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right, we're talking about the stimulus checks that went to dead people. No, it's not that I don't care about your dead grandmother or your cousin, uncle, aunt, whatever. This is just nuts. And in California, the illegals get one. And again, don't tell me how they pay taxes, because they don't. How many of them are actually paying real estate taxes? Payroll taxes? Any of those? Matter of fact, we've seen it over and over and over and over again, how much money is taken out of the system for illegals. That's why conservatives get so mad. And the people who actually really need it can't get it. That's the part that's really wrong. All right. If I would have gone to college if it was going to be this easy. No, really. Think about it. This university is offering credit for learning to play Dungeons and Dragons. Castleton University of Vermont. Oh, Uncle Bernie's hometown. Castleton University of Vermont is offering college credit to students for learning how to play Dungeons and Dragons. Greg Engel, an assistant professor of psychology, he's going to pilot a virtual course on how to play the popular tabletop game. Now, here's what he's trying to tell us. There's strong evidence of the benefits of having healthy recreation opportunities. It's something that isn't built into our society. Making time for hobbies can help reduce stress, improve health and performance in other areas such as family, work, and school. Really, how about... Again, I don't have a college degree, so I'm just throwing something out there. If I'm off, tell me so. How about the strong evidence of the benefits of having healthy outside recreation opportunities? Since when did playing video games become a healthy recreational opportunity? Since when is sitting on the couch, you know, with game controllers become healthy? The class will reportedly be simply on how to play the game rather than the game's supposed psychological importance. It's important to know how to play Dungeons and Dragons and to get a grade for it, mind you. What is that? I mean, what skill set does that go with? Keeping myself busy 101? I don't know. It promotes critical thinking and problem-solving skills that are transferable to students. Right? It'll work well and strengthen their academic work and their lives outside the classroom. Learning to identify different ways to approach a problem is valuable for students who wish to enter the workforce or continue their studies in graduate school. Really? I mean, there's no other way to do this from a creation standpoint? I mean, problem-solving, logic skills, we had plenty of ways to deal with that. He said the game is also useful for creating communities and positive social interactions, which are known to improve student success. He said the goal of the credit course is to help create a greater sense of community on campus. Really? Now, students at Castleton, they divide over whether this class should be offered for academics. Delaney Whitehead, a sophomore, says if enough people enjoy it and want to learn about it, why not put it towards an academic credit? There are music and art classes that go towards academic. Yeah, but music and art actually do something for you. Amber Kimball, a sophomore health science major, told Campus Reform that I personally don't think it should be for credit. I feel like it wouldn't help us for reality. There you go. That's the one I was looking for. There's no real purpose to it, she said. It's great to tie up some free time. Another student by the name of Phil, sophomore sports management and history major, he said that his school's offering classes is not related at all to the academic lessons. He doesn't get it. He says, I want a degree that's valuable. And giving credit for classes like that would really takes the credibility away from my school. I mean, that's the first time, I haven't read all the stories, but a lot of the stories that I've read, that's the first time a student has said that. Basically, it makes my school look ridiculous. Right? And I don't really know what Dungeons and Dragons is about. But when you, just the title in and of itself tells you, right, it's a game. And what is the game to, really, for all intents and purposes, what is the game about? Right? I'm not asking you to call or send me an email or any of that. This game was, at one point, I heard it was dead at one point. Right? But board games as a whole, I mean, I don't know. What game? Chess, great strategy game. Right? There's all kinds of Battleship. How many board games do you want? There's all kinds of strategic games you can play that truly are good for your brain. And I don't know. I really don't know why we're not pushing those kind of things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you are spending with. I know I started it, and then I skipped over it. I'm going back to it. So the super PAC now that's pushing to fight back our President Trump. When you hear what they're upset about, you know, when they tell lies, they want to fight it in court. They want to make sure they have a right to tell a lie So Priorities USA Action Chief Guy Cecil, his group's going to intervene as a defendant in a lawsuit that the Trump campaign filed in Wisconsin State Court to block a TV station from airing one of its Super PAC ads. Because the ad blasts the president's response to coronavirus. Now, the Trump campaign is trying to railroad a TV station into censorship. Well, listen, they turn ads down all the time. Especially anti-Planned Parenthood ads are turned down all the time. The lawsuit filed against JFW-TV in northern Wisconsin sets up a notable battle between Trump's financially flush re-election campaign and one of the biggest spending groups in the Democrat politics. Right? I mean, and these are groups, don't you love when you have these local candidates? We have one here. Says that she's not going to take money from big oil companies or anything like that. But they'll take money from groups like this, or the DCCC. They all do it. And they take money from big oil companies, tobacco companies, Planned Parenthood, and the rest of them. And that's the other thing that, you know, that we need to come to grips with. Planned Parenthood, as long as they keep getting political money, I mean taxpayer money, they're going to keep putting it back into the Dems. Because they're the only ones giving it to them. Anyway, Priorities USA has spent much of the Trump's term researching voters viewing in key battleground states, including Wisconsin, to deliver Trump his Electoral College victory in 2016. The PAC has committed to an extended television digital advertising campaign to swing voters in that state. Now, the ads show the president downplaying the threat posed by COVID-19. While a chart that splashes across the screen while he's speaking shows how it's shooting upward. Then they pull a line of his where he says the coronavirus, well, that's their new hoax. The funny thing about that is it's not the full context of the quote. But they don't care. Truth be damned, keep going. Trump's campaign alleges the ad is defamatory. Because it splices together the clips in a way that makes it appear though the president said the virus itself was a hoax, which is not true. And they argue that the president did not call the virus a hoax, but referring to Democrats politicizing its handling of it. This would be an out-out lie. But never stopped before. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, which is what I keep saying. And that's what I want you part of the solution. And the best way to be part of the solution, honestly, is to get engaged and get informed. And whether you're listening to me here, right, or you're listening to, I don't know, another good conservative commentator, then what you want to make sure they're telling you the truth. And I don't mean that like they're going to lie to you on purpose. That's not what I mean. What I'm saying to you is make sure that you're looking up what they're saying to you. So when you start going to talk to other people or give them information, you want to make sure that what you're telling them is the truth. I'm not trying to be mean, but I really do. Some of you guys make me nuts. You start sending me stuff and you start talking to me about things. And I know where you're getting the information. You're just spewing what other people are saying. But I say, don't do that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. So, when the president was talking about, we're talking about the president's, president's campaign team fighting to keep an ad off the air that's just a total lie. I mean, total lie. And I wouldn't. You know what I would do? I would actually allow them to do that, and then I would buy the time right after their ad. Because, first of all, people remember the last thing they heard. That's number one. Number two, plug it in right after their ad and have it say, now, you just saw an ad where they had to lie to you. They felt like they had to lie to you. Here's what I actually said. Right? And again, lay it out. After the impeachment, now we got this hoax. The reality is they kept me from moving on this. They kept making fun of me for wanting to move on this. They kept calling me names for doing what I needed to do. Right? It's real simple. Now, when his team questioned it, because they had nothing else, the president of the ad company said, hey, that's the president's words. And they were his words. Totally 1,000% taken out of context. Trump spent the first months of 2020 downplaying the pandemic, accusing Democrats and the media of hysteria as he pointed to the low numbers of confirmed cases of death. Trump's full hoax quote came on February 28th at a rally in South Carolina. Right? And they love tearing that up. Now, the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus, they're politicizing it. We did one of the greatest jobs, he said. They tried doing the impeachment hoax. It blew up. And that was all about a perfect conversation. They try anything. They keep trying. They try over and over. They're not going to let it go. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They've lost. It's all turning. Think of it. And this is their new hoax. Well, what's their new hoax? The fact that they're lying on him. That's what the hoax is. Anyhow. And I think he should do it. Look at, you're a big boy. You take the beatings. They lie on me when I run for office. It is almost accepted. I'm not saying we should accept it. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do or any of that. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And these stories get crazier and crazier as the days go on. And now, you know, thank God that people are hanging out doing a whole bunch of nothing. Then you can see how really crazy they're going to get here shortly. Now, finally, we do have somebody that has two brain cells to rub together. Idaho Governor Brad Little, he signed a law. It's called a, ready for this one? Go ahead. Come against this one. Fairness for Women in Sports Act. The act bars biological men from competing in women's athletics. The legislature finds that there are inherent differences between men and women, and that these differences remain cause for celebration, not for denigration. Right? Now, when you look at what's going on in sports today, you know, men, or I'll say male-born identifying females, are beating up on and winning these sports, or winning at these sports, because we are different. The bodies are different. We're laid out differently. We have different body strengths in different areas. Now, the legislation was signed into law in late March, cites a Supreme Court case, United States versus Virginia. Courts have recognized the inherent physiological difference between males and females. See, they should be using Title IX for this. When Title IX, which was, you know, equality in sports, that you had to have the same field services and field abilities, facilities for women and men. Well, if the court came down with that ruling, that there is a difference between the two, and adjustments have to be made for equality, then it should be the same here. It should be no difference. Athletic teams and sports designated for females, women or girls, should not be open to students of male sex. If disputed, a student may establish sex by presenting a signed physician statement that shall indicate the student's sex based solely on the student's internal and external reproductive anatomy, the student's normal endogenously produced levels of testosterone, and an analysis of the student's genetic makeup. So in other words, if you were born with male DNA, then you join the boys' team. If you were born with female DNA, then you join the girls' team. Idaho collegiate track and field athlete Maddie K told Campus Reform she believes this is the right move for Idaho. It's the right move for the country. You know, these girls beat their brains out from a young age. They want to be runners. They want to be softball players, whatever. My oldest daughter loved to play softball. My youngest daughter loved volleyball. What if they had to compete against men? And don't give me that stuff, well, you know, they're equal and men. No, they're not. They really aren't. They have different physical makeups. They have different physical strengths. And again, I go back to diseases, right? There are diseases that affect women much more than they do men, and vice versa. Just because now you're a transgender, or say you are, or you define yourself as a woman or a man, doesn't mean that those things go away. Those diseases don't come to a screeching halt outside your body and go, oh, Frank now, he identifies as Sally. We can't go in. It doesn't work that way. More states should advocate for fair competition. I think this will allow sports to enforce the fair competition once again and protect the opportunities of success for women that are meant to be protected. The Title IX law that I told you about that happened in education back in the 70s. And a student pushed back on suggestions that this type of legislation discriminates against transgender individuals. Many on the left, this is what they argue. Right? But it's wrong. It's dead wrong. Again, you cannot decide. You know, this is the same group that comes against President Trump for not believing science. Right? They say he's not believing in science when it came to coronavirus. Well, what about you? Is biology right or wrong? You say the body made a mistake, Mother Nature made a mistake, but the body still adheres to the male or female chromosome, doesn't it? And you don't have to call it male or female. That seems to be what bothers them the most. I always don't call it X or Y. I don't care. You know, or create a separate division for transgender. I don't know. Governor Little made the step to proactively avoid this issue in the state as more and more cases arise. I have biological men who have transitioned to live as women, and they win against biological women in big numbers in athletics. In the late 2018, a biological male by the name of Rachel McKinnon won the Cycling World Championship. Third place recipient Jennifer Wagner tweeted, "It is definitely not fair." And she's right. Really. Different strengths, different weaknesses. It's okay. It's just the way it is. You know, you hear these things. I don't know. I see it as being totally not fair. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and stay safe.